Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is April 8th, Friday, and I'm Jesse Steele. So, a couple things out today. We'll just get to it because we all want to be out there enjoying this great weather on this beautiful Friday. Hey, speaking of it, why don't we just start with this? You know what's cool to do this weekend? Shoot some bow and friggin' arrows, right? That's always an awesome time. So the Eastern Sierra Bowmen are having a 3D shoot this weekend. What does that mean? It means you're shooting 3D targets. So like full mock-ups of deers and burglars and whatever else they have out there. So we talked to Eastern Sierra Bowmen president, Casey Ray. He gave us just a quick rundown of what to expect, where to go, everything. I believe it starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow. And it should be a heck of a good time. There's going to be food. There's going to be a lot of options, meet a lot of people, and learn a lot about bows and arrows. It's pretty great. So here, without further ado, here is Casey.
Yes, Jesse. We will be hosting. Sorry, I had to do that to you. I got to take this seriously. Delete that. Tell me when you're ready.
You're good.
Couldn't help it. We will be hosting our top of the grade shoot, which is a 3D animal shoot, 20 targets spread through the top of the grade off of the old windmill site. Look for the signs. $10 for members, $20 for non-members, and memberships are due. $35 for membership annually, and you can purchase those at the desk. We will be starting at 9 o'clock, beginning signups, and we will be concluding at 2 o'clock for cleanup.
Is there a website or a Facebook page or anything in case people want more information?
Facebook page has a post up if you wanted to share it or whatever. Eastern Sierra Bowmen.
Okay, so look for the signs on 395 between Sandshed and Lower Rock Creek Road. Fantastic. That sounds like a blast. I will definitely be out there slinging a couple of arrows and getting some shots and having a good time. So hopefully we will see you out there. Hey, and if you show up for the event because of this, or even if you're just going, say, hey, I heard about it on Eastern Sierra Now. That always helps me out for anything. Just wherever you go, if you heard about it from me, just say, hey, heard about it from Jesse on Eastern Sierra Now, whether it's shopping with one of my advertisers or you just heard about a cool event, you want to check it out. That always helps because it just keeps growing, man. That's the point. We got to keep growing and keep building and making sure that we offer the best news source and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra. So, spring is in full swing in Mono County. Too bad county doesn't rhyme with that. I could have had a little three, you know, hat trick going there with the Dr. Seuss. So this came from Liz at Mono County Tourism, and it's their newsletter, and I'll just read a little bit of it. You can kind of get some ideas of what's going on. It's been a nice mix of seasons. Through the winter is hanging on with enough snow to ski in Mammoth, though it's all the way through Memorial Day weekend. But more summertime activities like hiking and fishing are here now. And if they're not yet, they will be soon in your favorite hikes and areas. Only 3 weeks to the regular fishing season opener, April 30th. Almost all of the front country lakes are accessible and ice-free, allowing for early season stocking and giving anglers plenty of elbow room on opening weekend. Request a fishing map from the Mono County website and brush up on the new regulations that went into place this year. There was a couple of new things going on, so you do want to go check that out. What else do we got here? Many lower elevation trails are snow free, waiting to help get you back into hiking shape. Well, they're also starting to see the wildflowers popping up, and I've been noticing them myself. They're quite beautiful and everywhere. If you head up Glacier Lodge Road in Big Pine, there is crazy amounts of purple lupin everywhere. Like it's beautiful. Like I really need to get up there and get some shots because I haven't seen it that purple up there in a long time. It looks really good. So I'd head up there and check that out if I was you. Which is in your county, not Mono, but who's complaining? So what's open right now, road-wise? Bodie is open. Monitor Pass, 120. East, the Mono Mills side. North, June Lake Loop. County roads, so like Virginia Lakes Road is open to the lakes. Lundy Lake Road is open to the boat launch. Rock Creek Road is expected to open about the 15th of the month, so a couple more days. But hey, man, we're going for it. Sonora Pass, Tioga Pass are still closed at this time, but hopefully they will open up soon. There's a lot of pretty pictures and stuff. Go ahead over and check out this check this out. There's some really good good stuff in this newsletter, and way too much for me to read, and most of it's pictures, so I can't really read a picture to you. So go to easternseernow.com where you can check out all of these really cool events that are happening. There's a Mammoth Trails Committee meeting, and that's April 14th. So if you want the Zoom link and the agenda for that, head over to Eastern Sierra Now. There's a Mammoth Lakes Community update that just came out from Stuart Brown with the town. I'm rhyming today, man. I'm on it. Couple of town council April 6th proclamations. Town council adopted a proclamation declaring April as Fair Housing Month in the town of Mammoth Lakes. Town council adopted a proclamation declaring April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. Shouldn't every month be Child Abuse Prevention Month? I mean, maybe I'm being a little bit too picky. Town council adopted a proclamation declaring April as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Also, shouldn't that be sexual? I mean, so is fair housing. I mean, seriously, every month should be those. But hey, it's a great start. Good job, town council, for bringing those issues into light. They're very important. Town council awards contract to build 60 Joaquin housing project. April 6th, town council awarded the design build contract to MMI Consulting for a guaranteed maximum price of $2,420,000 as part of the town's Housing Now initiative. The town purchased the property to develop additional affordable housing units. The 9,148 square foot parcel is zoned RMF1 and with density bonuses can accommodate 4 units. Total project cost is $2,662,980. That's for land, concept, development, and construction. The development plan focused on creating for sale units targeting moderate income families, or what is often referred to as the missing middle income households. The schedule proposes breaking ground this summer with completion late summer of 2023. You can review the town council staff report at easternseernow.com. And that's great. We got to get some houses up there, man. It's instead of the place looking like a pyramid, it's starting to look like a mushroom. And I think that's the problem. Anybody that's doing most of the jobs up there can't afford to live there. So we need to change that up. Otherwise, you know, mushroom clouds don't do well. Fly with Advanced Airlines this summer from Burbank, Hawthorne, or Carlsbad directly into Mammoth Yosemite Airport. Summer service begins June 16th and runs September 12th. Book by May 30th and fly by September 12th and get an extra 20% off flights from Hawthorne and Carlsbad by using the code EARLYBIRD20. So remember that, EARLYBIRD20. You're going to want that. There's open registration for all summer camps, swim lessons, and programs through the Parks and Recreation in Mammoth. They open at 8 a.m. Monday, April 11th. That's when you can start registering your kids for whatever's going on. There's an annual spring egg and candy hunt. It'll begin promptly at 3:15 at Shady Rest Park, and that's Friday, April 15th. There will be separate areas for preschoolers, 4 and under, grades TK through 1, and grades 2 through 5. So don't be late. Eggs go fast. That's true. Unless you're watching them boil, then they take forever. Anyway, I digress. Registration is now open for Little Sluggers, an instructional t-ball program for children aged 2 to 5. The program begins April 27th and is held at Shady Rest Park on Wednesday. You can get more information also on that at easternseernow.com. So, just a day full of newsletters, man. I got the Inyo Council for the Arts newsletter. That just came out today, too. Have you been in there to their building on, is it Warren Street? I can't remember the name. It's behind Sage to Summit and Bishop. It looks great. I was just in there the other day. They've done a great job decorating, making a really beautiful venue for all the local artists and stuff, and they always do so much. I've been a part and fan of them for years, and it's always great. If you ever need anything, you know, and you want to know more about it, they're 760-873-8014, and their email is info@inyo.org. There's another rhyme. What is happening today? So Earth Day, Sierra, and Community Art Day. That is, looks like Saturday, April 23rd, 10 to 4. And it's at the park. Yeah, the Bishop City Park. So there'll be arts, crafts, food, live music, fun for the whole family. Those are always cool. That's a great event. There's a virtual artist workshop April 6th at 12 and April 13th at 12. And there's a Zoom meeting ID and a link at Eastern Sierra Now. So what it's about, 5 uses for your artist portfolio: art markets, fellowships, museum galleries, community, and PR public relations. It should be a pretty good event. Again, call 873-8014 for that. And you can pre-register, or the last day to pre-register is April 5th at 6 p.m. So head over, check out the link. There's a QR code. It should be real simple to get to. So if you're interested in that, that's how you check it out. So, oh, here, the actual write-up about it was hidden. I found it. Let me read this for you. I'll make sure it's on the website for you, too. Virtual Artist Workshop for artists and interested community members. The Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center is hosting two virtual artist workshops entitled Five Uses for Your Artist Portfolio by Great Basin Native Artist, GBNA, founder Melissa Malero Moose of the Fallon Paiute Shoshone Tribe. These two workshops are free and open to the public. Pre-registration is encouraged by clicking here, and by clicking here, I mean clicking at easternseernow.com. The Zoom meeting ID is there, and part one will be held April 6th. Part two will be held April 13th, both at 12 p.m. The Cultural Center is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So for more information, you can call the Cultural Center at 873-8844. And you can go to their website, which is listed at easternsierranow.com. Another really cool Native news going on here. The Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center is pleased to showcase local artist Charlene Redner of the Bishop Paiute Tribe. She will be on site to demonstrate traditional willow medallions for museum guests at the Cultural Center. Various demonstrations will be held on weekends through the end of April and is open to the public. Admissions is free, so bring your friends and family and experience the cultural heritage of the Paiute Shoshone people. That's Friday and Saturday, April 8 and 9. The Cultural Center is open again Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And if you need more information, it's 873-8844. Hey, look. More Native American news. This is cool. Join the Cultural Center for a day of craft vendors, food vendors, family crafts, live music, a youth art market, a 50-50 raffle, and family craft sessions for youth. For vendor info and signups, contact the number below. That is also, guess what, 8844. Same hours, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This event will be April 23rd, 1 through 4. There's a Owens Valley Indian Water Commission is sponsoring a youth poster contest in awareness of climate change. Youth are invited to enter the contest with artwork that conveys their thoughts on climate change. Entry should be on 8.5 by 11 inch of white paper. Please do not put your name on your artwork. It will be numbered when it is received. There will be three age group categories, 0 to 6, 7 to 12, 13 to 18. One first place prize will be awarded to each category. Of those three first place winners, one entry will be chosen for the grand prize to be submitted to annual tribal EPA conference. To enter the contest, please fill out the entry form and email Rosanna, R-O-S-A-N-N-A, at OVIWC.com. With your artwork, you may also drop it off as an entry at 46 Tusu Lane in Bishop. And there's a little application. You can actually get that at easterntiernow.com if you want to get it for the fill-out form. So it's due by April 25th, so you better get on it and get to drawing. Get your crayons out. So if you don't already have enough to do this weekend, you know what you can do tomorrow? You can go down the rabbit hole. I do that a lot. But this time you can do it with Alice. Join Alice, the White Rabbit, and a host of others in Musical Wonderland this Saturday, April 9th, when the Missoula Children's Theater and local students present an original musical adaptation of the Lewis Carroll classic, Alice in Wonderland. Wasn't there already a musical about this? Anyway, I digress. Again, April 9th at 3 p.m., Owens Valley School Gym. The Missoula Children's Theater Residency in Independence is brought to you by Owens Valley Unified School District with support from the Owens Valley Booster Club. For more information, call Erin Renee at 760-878-2405, because I think she'll know. Oh, man, that would have been so good if that was the lyric right then. God, I would have just nailed that. Unfortunately, I'm not a legend. Another reminder of some performing arts that's coming up. June 29th through July 17th will be Measure for Measure and 12th Night with Sierra Classic Theaters, and pairing with Mammoth Lakes Rep on this one, the Shakespeare in the Woods. So those will be, the audition times, I guess, is what's important right now. That's April 11th through 12th, 6 to 8 p.m. And it's at the annex, the new theater annex that has been put in sort of behind Blue and by Good Life Cafe in Mammoth. So if you want to head over to that and get your acting on, this would be your chance with two of the greats. And last but not least, from Inyo Council for the Arts, looks like the Felici Piano Trio with Ambrose? Aubrun? I hate when I get people's names wrong, but it happens a lot. Anyway, the Felici Pio Trio and guest Ambrose Aubrun perform chamber music works by Brahms, the Piano Quartet in G minor, and Dvorak's Piano Quartet Opus 87. The tickets are available at the link posted at Eastern Sierra Now, and you can also go to inyo.org to check out more. I just got this in. You heard the beep there a couple seconds ago. It looks like State Route 89, Monitor Pass, is to close ahead of a storm that's coming up on the 11th. So don't make plans to head over that direction right now because they are not there. Caltrans will close State Route 89, Monitor Pass, Monday, April 11th, ahead of the snowstorm. Forecast is to hit the Sierra Nevada early next week. Maintenance crews will close access to the highway starting 8 a.m. and will assess it for reopening once the storm has passed. Caltrans currently has no plans to close the three other mountain roads that have recently reopened from the winter closure. However, access to those highways may be shut down should conditions necessitate. The roads are 270, the Bodie Road, 120 East, Mona Mills Road, and 158 North, that's North June Lake Loop. So, you know, Monitor Pass will be closed. And I think that is going to do it for us. Let's get out to the weekend, have some fun, guys. And fun, guys? Mushrooms? Is that what we're going to do? I guess we're listening to Jefferson Airplane. My God, it's a rough Friday for me. We're just going to leave. All right, everybody, have a good weekend. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele.